Well, speaking of fossil fuels, we're expecting a big announcement this week from the Environmental Protection Agency, some possible new regulations to reduce emissions from airplanes. Now, if new rules are put in place, airlines may increasingly have to look to biofuels created from organic material like used cooking oil or desert plants for fuel. Steve Zonka is executive director of the Commercial Aviation Alternative Fuels Initiative, and he joins us. Steve, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, and tell us about some of the fuels that are out there that could be used in an airplane that currently are not.
Well, we've been working on a wide range of options for about 8 years now. And we've developed a process to create drop-in fuels from a very broad range of non-petroleum feedstocks.
Like what?
Those include things like natural oils from plants and animals, cellulose, starches and sugars from grown crops, as well as some industrial waste streams.
And do they work as well as the kind of jet fuel that we use now?
Yes, absolutely. We've created a process where these fuels are actually drop-in fuels, meaning they are essentially identical to existing petroleum-based fuels. And in fact, the aviation enterprise wouldn't have it any other way. These fuels have to deliver the exact same operability and safety as petroleum fuels, or we couldn't use them.
But they're better for the environment. How is that possible?
They are better for the environment because the net carbon associated with their production and use is less than the carbon that comes from petroleum. And I usually think about it in this way. When we pull petroleum out of the ground, we're pulling additional carbon molecules out of the ground and introducing them into the biosphere when we burn them. With a biofuel or a renewable fuel, what we're doing is taking carbon molecules that are already in our biosphere and recycling them in some fashion. So we're allowing plants to take carbon out of the air, turn them into molecules that we can use, and then we are reusing those molecules. So in the net, we are pulling less carbon out of the ground and putting less carbon into the biosphere.
But we are also using up more land for this that could be used for food crops or forest, right?
It could be, but it clearly doesn't have to be that way. So I mentioned the four groups of feedstocks: oils, cellulose, waste streams. And it turns out that several of those have nothing to do with impact on land availability for food growth. Clearly, we can consume the waste that goes into solid municipal waste dumps for the production of fuel, and that has nothing to do with land availability for food. And certainly we're working on several crop scenarios where we're looking at dual-use cropping that allows a farmer to actually use his land for more than one crop per year, producing a bio crop in a season when the land is not normally used. So there are many examples where we're avoiding land use change and trying to obviate the issue with food versus fuel.
So what is standing in the way at this point of this being used in a more widespread way among airlines, that instead of going to traditional petroleum, jet fuel, that they would use these biofuels to power the planes?
The primary issue today is cost. We know how to technically produce these fuels, but there are cost challenges associated with them. And the work of CAFI and its partners is associated with continuing to do the research, development, demonstration and deployment that brings those price points down.
Well, how long do you think it's going to take to get the price point down to where it's really competitive?
Well, it really depends. What we're trying to find are scenarios where there is availability of low-cost feedstock that allows for the overall process to be profitable. And we're working developmental programs with entities or a full supply chain in those spots to try to make the fuel affordable. We are expecting the first fuel to come online in Los Angeles within the next several weeks. That plant currently is in the commissioning process. And last summer, they were feeling rather confident about their process with respect to the price of oil at the time. And certainly the price of oil drop over the last several months has put a damper on our work. But we continue to hammer away at lowering capital expense associated with these facilities, as well as lowering operating costs.
And what would be your best guess of when I could get on an American Airlines flight or a United flight or a Delta flight, and they'd be flying around with one of these biofuels instead of petroleum?
Well, actually, the chances are very good that within the next 2 months, if you're flying out of LAX, you may be flying on a United flight that has some percentage of biofuel in its tanks.
That's Steve Zonka, who is the executive director of the Commercial Aviation Alternative Fuels Initiative. And we've got more about these biofuels at our website, hereandnow.org. Steve, thank you for joining us.
I'm happy to do it.